This is Ozarks Large. With me on the phone from his home office in Fort Smith is Michael Tilley with Talk Business and Politics. Welcome back, Michael.
Well, again, thanks for having me back.
Let's talk first about a loss for the city of Fort Smith. It's we're talking about the death of Larry Clark, who was influential in the business world, as well as kind of the recreational profile of Fort Smith. Tell me more about him.
Right. Well, he was quite a character. But yes, he died Sunday. He was 77. And he's born in Eureka Springs, so he's got a Northwest Arkansas connection too. But he moved to Fort Smith in the late 60s, and he was assistant manager of the Fort Smith Chamber of Commerce. He was responsible in helping folks recruit some of these industries that, of course, some of them have gone, but some of them are still here. And then in 1972, he left the chamber to work with his friend, who had become his best friend's business partner, Sam Hiller. And they created Brown, Hiller, and Clark and Associates. It's now BHC Insurance. But it's one of the larger insurance private, or I should say independent insurance companies in Western Arkansas, if not in Arkansas. So he ran that successful business for a long time. That company was eventually bought by First Bank Corp, which owns First National Bank of Fort Smith. And it was interesting. I was talking to Sam Seacard, who's president of that bank, and he said that prior to, working with him in the business world, he didn't know him, but the first couple of meetings they had, he said it became clear that Larry Clark was the smartest guy in the room when it came to insurance, that he wasn't just a, health fellow, well met. He knew his business. One of the things, though, that he really contributed to the region, and I don't think people realize this, but the Arkansas Rodeo Fair Board, he was on that in a leadership role for 30 years. He was responsible for bringing in some of the big acts. Look, before the world knew about Garth Brooks, before Reba McEntire and some of those other big names, he was booking them. He hooked up with a company out of Nashville, a booking agency out of Nashville. Alabama, Toby Keith, or some other big names. But they would find these up-and-comers. Hmm. And they'd book him for like a 2 or 3 year contract. And Larry had a knack for finding them. They'd come to Fort Smith and perform for, pennies. And then the next year they'd make it big, but they still had to come back to Fort Smith for 2 or 3, they were big names.
But he had them locked in.
And so he had them locked in. And, they may be getting $100,000, and I'm using rough numbers here, somewhere else, but he still got him at that, $25,000 rate. Anyway, great community leader, created not only a lot of jobs to his insurance company, but brought a lot of entertainment, I guess what we now call quality of place to the Fort Smith region.
One of the phrases we've seen kind of written and we've heard spoken over the last, a few weeks, is returning slowly, as in business is returning slowly. And it popped up in an article at talkbusiness.net this week regarding the Fort Smith Regional Airport returning, but slowly.
Yeah, that's unfortunately. And when they say slowly, I think, like snail's pace, mm-hmm. slow kind of thing, not like me running the 40-yard dash slow, much more slower than that. But, the Fort Smith Regional Airport put out their August numbers. Their numbers are down 67% compared to last year. During the first 8 months of the year, enplanements, which is travel out of the airport, is down 58%. The percentage is improving. It was 90%, when this thing first hit. So, as Michael Griffin, the airport director, said, some things are improving. American Airlines, which is now, Delta has suspended flights out of the airport. American Airlines is now the only airline serving the airport. But in the good sign, they've returned their larger regional jet, and they're back to doing the three flights a day that also correspond with kind of business travel. One flight leaves early in the morning. You have another flight in the afternoon, and another flight comes back in the late evening. So if you've got business in Dallas or anywhere else, because that's where it hooks up in DFW, there's a benefit there. But they're still as are XNA and the Clinton National Airport in Little Rock. They are all seeing very similar declines. One thing that the saving grace for the Fort Smith Regional Airport, as is a lot of other airports, is that airport received almost $12 million in funding through the CARES Act. Right. So most of that can be used for operational expenses. So that's gonna save their bacon for a while. But what's unfortunate is the airport was really back on a positive trend. They had 5 years. This was going to be five years of growth. This was going to be the sixth year of growth. So it's obviously not going to be that way. And I don't know, you may have already covered this, but a week or so ago, consultants at XNA, the Northwest Arkansas Regional Airport, said it could be 2 or 3 years before traffic comes back to the normal that was seen in 2019.
When Delta suspended their flights out of the Fort Smith Airport back in the spring, I think they said maybe after the end of September they might come back. Any word on A, whether they've made that decision, or B, when we might know if they've made that decision?
Yeah, that's a good question. I talked to Griffin about that, and he's not sure. They've received no correspondence from Delta saying, okay, we're going to gear up again on such and such date. I kind of pressed him. He was hesitant, and I don't blame him for being hesitant to say when they will come back. But yeah, they, at the end of September was when they were said, we're going to suspend until then, and then we'll review. So
okay.
It's returning slowly is one phrase we use. The other phrase we often use is uncertain.
Yeah, right. Finally, social media can make a difference. There was a situation over the past, 8 or 9 days with Oak Cemetery, a historic cemetery owned by the city in Fort Smith. Grass had grown. Some people noticed this, put it on Facebook, and the grass got cut. Did I succinctly put that together?
Yeah, that was it. And Oak Cemetery is not just any cemetery. We had a few folks kind of give us a little bit of a hard time for writing a story about, oh, you guys know the cemetery journalism business. Well, that's, Oak Cemetery is unique. I mean, you've got a lot of the marshals. A lot of the folks in Fort Smith history are buried out there. There are, it's a 30-acre cemetery. More than 100 marshals and deputies and court-appointed officials are out there. Over 20 of the folks that are hanged by Judge Parker are out there. It's on the National Register of Historic Places. But yeah, and when we say grass grew up a little bit, I don't mean just a couple inches, maybe over the base of a monument. You could have, if the monuments weren't there, you could have baled that for hay. That cemetery, it was looking pretty bad. And so, of course, we've got fall coming on. Maybe this shouldn't be that much of a problem, but it was very interesting, almost heartening to some extent, Kyle, to see how social media got on it, and then it just quickly was, now it's very pristine looking cemetery. It looks very nice. So kudos to those citizens who raised hell about it.
Well, there you go. All right. Michael Tilley occasionally raises hell about things. You can follow that at talkbusiness.net. He is with Talk Business and Politics. Michael, we'll talk next Friday when it's autumn.
Oh, gosh, yeah. I look forward to that.
All right. Thanks, Michael.